Father, with the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mother Cameron and her baby are talking one day. And baby Cameron asks, "Mom, why have we got these shoes for eternity?" The mother replies, "To enable us to trek across the salt sand of the desert without sinking." And the baby Cameron asks, "Why haven't we got these long, heavy eyelashes?" "To keep the sand out of our eyes on the trips through the desert," replies the mother camel. And the baby camel asks, "And Mama, why haven't we got these big humps on our backs?" And she replies, "They are there to help us work back for our long treks across the desert, so we can go without water for long periods." "Okay, I get it," said the baby cat. "We have huge feet to stop us from sinking, long eyelashes to keep the sand from our eyes, and humps to store water. Then, Mama, why the heck are we here in the wrong suit?" Modern life sometimes makes one feel like a camel in the zoo. And like camels in the zoo, we need sometimes to go into the desert in order to discover who we truly are. Life invites us to enter into this kind of desert experience. The Bible is full of stories of wilderness journeys. In fact, this seems to be one of God's favorite stories, because God tells us this story again and again. God also seems particularly fond of the number 40. God seems to enjoy all the people from out of the places where they are settled and comfortable to go into the wilderness. Get up, go out. The Israelites were called out of Egypt out of their bondage and slavery, out of Pharaoh's hearts, and into the wilderness for 40 years. "Come," God said to Moses. And so Moses left the Israelites and camped in their tents and went up to God on the mountaintop. Moses spent 40 days and nights on Mount Sinai. God commands Noah to build an ark and rains for 40 days and nights. The suicide of Elijah flees to the desert, running for his life. He too spends 40 days and nights in the wilderness before he and God commanded, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Today's gospel tells us that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus is very clear on the fact that he is the Son of God. And yet, it is the Spirit that drives Jesus out into the wilderness anyway. Well, that story was surprising. Jesus knows who he is. We know that Jesus is not going to get stranded in the wilderness, carrying a bold calf himself. And when the tempter shows up on the scene, swinging his guns and firing off one temptation after another, we know that Jesus is going to lead the showdown with Satan in the dust and the hot sun. Why the wilderness then? Why does the Spirit drive Jesus into the wilderness? To show us how it's done. In the wilderness, Satan the tempter pulls out his entire bag of tricks to try to get Jesus to forget who he really is and what he's really there for. Satan does his best to distract Jesus from his true identity, God's man. Satan is dangling the bait before Jesus, before Christ, but Christ, being Christ, doesn't bite. Jesus knows who he is and to whom he belongs. Jesus goes out into the wilderness to show us how it's done. Jesus walks out into the wilderness ahead of us to show us how he dwells so deeply in God that even the temptations of Satan cannot be withstood. Jesus goes out into the wilderness before us and every day with us, so that we, wilderness people that we are, never, ever forget who we belong to. In the desert, we come to know ourselves, our strengths and weaknesses, and our divine calling. In the desert, Jesus encountered beasts and angels. There are a lot of beasts and angels in every one of us. Sometimes we fail to recognize the wild beast in us and give in to our pride. Or we fail to recognize the angel in us and give in to self-hatred. But in the silence and recollection of the desert, we come to terms with ourselves as we really are. We are reconciled with the beasts and angels in our lives, and then we begin to experience peace for the first time. Lent is the time for the desert experience. We can hardly afford to buy a cap and headlock for the desert, but we all can create a desert space in our overcrowded lives. We can set aside a place and time to be alone daily with God. A time to distance ourselves from the many noises and voices that bombard our lives every day. A time to hear God's word. A time to rediscover who we are before God. A time to say yes to God and go to Satan as Jesus did. God's Spirit is driving us into the wilderness now, just for a little while. Just until we know, yes, until we know, deep down in the depths of who we are, that we are the people of God. And when we go out of this place today, into the dead deserts of the places where we must live, and do that, and face the tempting stress, let us not forget who we are. We are God's daughters, we are God's sons, the most dearly, deeply, endlessly beloved of God. And with us, God is very, very pleased. Amen.
Amen.